You're listening to The Morning Magazine on KGNU. I'm your host, Alexis Kenyon. Wildfires are a concern for Colorado homeowners who need to buy insurance, but how do they factor into building codes? A new bill introduced into Colorado legislature would create a board to regulate wildfire resiliency building codes across the state. Joining me now to discuss this new legislation is one of the bill's sponsors, State Senator Lisa Cutter of Jefferson County. Good morning.
Good morning.
So to start, tell me about this bill, SB 23166. In practice, you know, how would it work?
Well, we're setting up a code board with professionals from all over the state, you know, people that who this will impact and who know a little bit about the issue. There'll be 21 board members, and then they will be tasked with determining what really constitutes the wildland urban interface for the purposes of this, for creating a building structure code, and, you know, taking feedback and you're basing it on good data and science. As we know, this is changing rapidly. The WUI, we call it, wildland urban interface, is changing rapidly, and fires are impacting more and more of Colorado. So we want to examine what that really means and how do we set building standards in the areas that are highest risk.
Well, what types of codes are already in place when it comes to making structures, you know, less vulnerable to fire?
Well, it's kind of a patchwork, honestly. Counties and municipalities are able to adopt best practices and the international code. There's an international fire code that they're able to adopt, but it's only in it's at their discretion. And so some are doing great and some need a little help moving along. And, you know, fire, we need to have a coordinated approach to this. Fire impacts all of us throughout the state, and we kind of need to get on the same page.
So would these building codes only apply to new structures, or would it go into existing structures?
No, they would only apply to new structures. And there's a time frame for them to be adopted and all that. We're not springing this on anyone so that they have to, you know, immediately shift gears if they're in the middle of building a home. But, you know, the other thing, I guess, it would impact renovations. We're still kind of settling on the percentage or exactly how we're defining that specific piece. We've been asked by stakeholders to narrow that a little bit. So we're working on that language. But when you're doing a you know, reasonably substantive remodels, say replacing more than a certain percentage of your roof, then it just makes sense to adopt the new code moving forward.
So is this something, I mean, can a house or a structure be fire resilient? I mean, what does that actually look like? Does that mean like metal everything? Or do you have any examples of how that would practically?
Well, no. I mean, metal's the extreme, right?
Yeah. I mean, that was an extreme. Yeah,
the gold standard, the metal standard,
if you will. All metal.
But there's all kinds of there's all kinds of ways to harden. There's, you know, Trex dexing. There's concrete, different kinds of asphalt roofs. There's all kinds of a spectrum. And so this board would have to sort of determine what makes the most sense and would set minimum standards. And then areas would be incentivized to go further in the code. But so that could look like a lot of different things. But I will tell you that newer homes with more fire resistant materials fare better. We've been finding research all over that these in prone areas, that these homes that are newer construction have done better. For example, in the Colorado Springs, Waldo Canyon fire, the Cedar Heights neighborhood, it was in the direct path of the fire. But it was heavily mitigated against fires and saved an additional 250 homes. Huh. So there's real data and there's real examples in the field of homes that are both heavily mitigated. That's, you know, one tactic, especially for existing homes. But then for new builds, having the newer construction materials and more fire resilient construction materials makes a tremendous impact. And, you know, we're asking firefighters to put their lives on the line all the time. Many of these firefighters and in these wildland areas in particular are volunteers. And they, you know, they're out there, their home may burning, be burning down the road, and they're out there risking their lives to save homes. So we need to do everything we can to give them, you know, all the tools they can to do so and protect themselves and their neighborhoods.
Okay, so we only have about, you know, 1.5 minutes, so I'll try to make this quick. Yeah. But my final question for you, here in Boulder County, many families are still in the process of rebuilding from the Marshall Fire. One of the initial controversies that arose in the rebuilding process had to do with green energy codes in Louisville. Many residents support green energy codes in theory, but found in practice that they added significant cost burdens to the rebuilding process. What are some mechanisms that the state could enact to cushion the financial blow of making structures more resilient to wildfires? Are they going, is that what they're going to be doing, or is it just rules?
Well, that's a great question. So we've done a lot to provide grants and things for mitigating existing homes. There's many programs in place to do that type of thing. But in new builds, you know, I cannot speak to the energy code. I mean, of course, I'm familiar with that, but I'm not up to speed on all the data around that. But in terms of fire, using fire-resistant materials, we've, again, kind of taken a deep dive and studied this a little bit in crafting this piece of legislation. And when all costs, one national study showed that new home builds, when they're built to wildfire-resistant codes, can be constructed for roughly the same cost. And when all costs were considered, the fire-resistant construction was 2% less than expensive than typical constructions. So it's not exactly true that I'm in. And again, that's the energy code.
I'm gonna have to jump in here because we have to wrap up. I've been speaking with State Senator Lisa Cutter about SB 23-166, a bill she's co-sponsoring that would establish a board to create statewide wildfire resilience codes in buildings located within the wildland urban interface. Senator Cutter, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you. Have a great day.